a tribunal of inquiry into the Defence Forces and how it deals with discrimination, bullying, sexual misconduct and more within the forces, promised by the Taoiseach after last year's independent review group. Today, the nomination of a judge to lead the review and the terms of reference. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane is with us. Micheál, we'll talk about that inquiry and what else is expected to come before today's cabinet meeting in a moment. But first, Ross Grey and the increasing tensions on where asylum seekers are being housed. Is this pushing its way to the top of the political agenda?
It is pushing its way to the top of the political agenda. I think that would be very evident when the Dáil returns on Wednesday. I suppose a possibility too, it could be discussed at Cabinet today, although it's not formally on the agenda. But any time this issue has been, or several times when this has been discussed at Cabinet level in recent times, it has come up during any other business. So I think within government, there is a determination though that the search for accommodation will continue. A view too that communities must be brought along on that journey. And of course, there is that longer work that is underway about trying to find bigger accommodation centres that the state would acquire, but that's probably going to take another little while before that's completed. In the meantime, there probably is going to be a communications campaign which will be launched, which will set out the country's legal obligations around providing shelter. But I think government will emphasise that the rule of law has to be followed. That message probably going to be voiced today and again when the Dáil returns tomorrow.
Tell us about what is expected before Cabinet today.
On the Cabinet today, the Taoiseach and Minister for Defence, Micheál Martin, will bring the terms of reference for an inquiry into the Defence Forces, and a judge will also be nominated to lead that inquiry. Of course, this follows on from the report of the Independent Review Group last year, and that found that there were systematic failures within the Defence Forces when it came to handling complaints of bullying, harassment and sexual abuse. I suppose what is going to be interesting to watch for today is to see whether or not the terms of reference get the green light from representatives groups like the Women of Honour, who had said up to now, as those terms of reference were being drafted, that they weren't wide enough. They wanted pieces like the health and safety at work legislation to be included in them. So whether they are or not should become clear later today. There's also a plan going to Cabinet around student accommodation and trying to increase that, and that involves state funding of building of on-campus accommodation, and where the state funds it, if it's done to 100%, well then rooms and accommodation will have to be offered to students at a discount rate if they come from homes where there is an income of less than 100,000. There's also going to be money to repurpose or do up vacant buildings on campuses to turn them into accommodation. Today is also the day, because it's the first day of term in many ways for the political year, where the legislative programme will be brought to Cabinet by the Chief Whip, Hildegard Nocton. Some items that are prominent there include that piece of legislation that's expected to go before the Dáil in the period ahead. That's around giving Gardaí the power to use facial recognition technology. That, of course, that is something Gardaí have been pushing for. It's something, though, that doesn't appear to be unity across government on yet. There are also other pieces, things like reforms to the penalty point system and, of course, speed limits to drop as well. That's legislation that the Department of Transport will be bringing. Another one from Justice and a few other departments that's been coming down the tracks for a while and is on the priority list is that changing of the alcohol licensing laws. Of course, that ultimately looks like it will pave the way for longer opening hours for pubs from 10:30 in the morning till 12:30 at night.
Separately, why is the Phoenix Park in Dublin closed today?
Preparations are underway in Dublin for the arrival of the Chinese Premier. Now, there will be meetings in Farmley tomorrow with the Taoiseach and also at Áras an Uachtaráin with President Michael D. Higgins. Now, already Leo Varadkar has said this has welcomed the arrival of the Chinese Premier, saying that China is one of the big powers when it politically and economically in the world. It's viewed as a significant visit, but of course it does come against the backdrop of that fairly notable speech by the Taoiseach last year, where he spoke about de-risking from China but not decoupling. Essentially, it seemed to be a signal that those who are trading with China should be clear-eyed and know that the country has different objectives and a different worldview. Now, that tone did seem to soften somewhat when the Taoiseach visited China China late last year. So it will be interesting to see how exactly this particular visit pans out and what the wording around it will be. Of course, trading-wise, China is extremely important for Ireland. It's now its fifth largest trading partner. And I suppose in particular, some will be watching if anything happens or if there is progress around restoring beef exports to China, which were suspended late last year following some veterinary concerns.
Micheál, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.